It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. After nearly 10 days of denying that he tweeted a racy photo of himself in his underwear, Brooklyn and Queens Congressman Anthony Weiner makes a reversal.
To be clear, the picture was of me, and I sent it. I'm deeply sorry for the pain this has caused my wife, Huma, and our family, and my constituents, my friends, supporters, and staff.
The Democrat says over the past 3 years, he's exchanged explicit messages and photos with about 6 women, both before and during his marriage. Weiner says his actions were dumb and destructive, but he says he did not break the law and won't resign. Joining us now to discuss the political consequences for the 7-term congressman is WNYC political analyst Joyce Pernick. Joyce, good morning.
Good morning.
So does Anthony Weiner have any kind of future now in politics?
Well, you know, you never say never in politics. And I think it's possible that his constituents will return him to Congress if congressional leaders permit him to stay in Congress. I think his chances of being mayor, and I thought at one point he was the front runner. In fact, until this point, I thought he was the front runner to be the next mayor. I think those chances are over. I cannot see New Yorkers electing someone with this kind of bad judgment and display of bad character.
So
can't see it.
We still have to find out what's going to happen in the House because Nancy Pelosi
is having
this investigation to see if he broke any rules there. Obviously, he didn't break the law. It doesn't seem like he broke any kind of law there, but he might have broken some House rules. Now, he's been in politics for years. He would always kind of seek out the spotlight and attention. Was there anything in his background that might have helped us see this coming?
Specifically, this kind of a scandal, no. But there was a really interesting incident of bad judgment. And above all, I think this is an incidence of terrible judgment, not only what he did, but how he handled it once it became public. 20 years ago, the first time he ran for office for city council, he was 27 years old. He was running a district in Brooklyn, and these anonymous flyers appeared in his district during the primary, accusing an opponent, a Jewish woman in a Jewish area, of being captive of this allegedly sinister David Dinkins, Jesse Jackson, quote-unquote, agenda. Of course, these were anonymous, as I said, but when the fingers started to be pointed at Anthony Weiner, the leading candidate in that primary, that Democratic primary, just as he did this time, once he couldn't get out of it, he admitted that he was behind it. He played the race card, and it was a pretty ugly incident. And once again, an example of very bad judgment and a flawed character. So in a way, there was a precedent.
So in this case here with Weiner, it seems like it's because he lied. He was denying these charges for 10 days. I mean, is that what people are mostly upset about, do you think?
I think it's both. I mean, I think the conduct itself, while it certainly doesn't it's not on the same level as the charges against Dominique Strauss-Kahn, for example, which if true involved violence against a woman, involved rape, and it's not the same as Elliot Spitzer patronizing a prostitute or other incidents that we know about. But it shows a juvenile behavior on the part of someone who's supposed to be one of our leaders. Covering it up and lying for 9-10 days may be just as bad, if not worse. Again, terrible, terrible judgment.
Now, last year, the married upstate Congressman Chris Lee, he resigned after he admitted that he sent a shirtless photo of himself online. Now we have Congressman Weiner. What does this say about how politicians are navigating social media? I mean, I was watching the press conference yesterday, and one of the questions, which he didn't answer, was, are you going to delete your Twitter account?
It shows some of them are not using social media very well. Look, most elected officials, if they use social media at all, or their staffs use it to raise money or to send messages to their constituents and to voters and prospective voters. They use it intelligently and they use it as a tool. This other use of it, it's kind of mind-boggling that anybody in the public eye would do something like this. And except for character flaws, it's mind-boggling that Anthony Weiner would, because he's not a dumb guy. He's smart in certain areas. Obviously, in other areas, he is not. So how he could have done this, he realized that he immediately realized when he hit the button that he had sent it to Twitter, he says, instead of to this woman's private account. But even that, would have been a terrible mistake. Everything goes public these days. So I think it's something that politicians are going to learn that have to be very careful about.
Okay. Joyce Pernick is a former editor, reporter, and columnist at The New York Times. Joyce, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.